Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Country music could possibly be the reason behind the amazing story of the Miami Heat, the 8 seed, who might be in the NBA Finals. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on 103.7 KSON. I know we're not a sports show, but we have to talk about what's happening in the NBA playoffs, specifically with the Miami Heat, specifically with the awesome Jimmy Butler, who is a great player, but a bigger country music fan, and that is shocking to me, especially because he started to play country music to annoy his teammates and realized he loved it.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
It's no secret that Tammy is the country person on this show. I was a rock jock before I came on. Thank God I got paired up with Tammy and she made my career. I've always said that and I mean that, which means Tammy knows so much more about country than I do.
Well, I started working in country radio in 1993. So, you know, I was through that whole 90s country period and got to know a lot of the artists, you know, that we all have grown to love.
What was I doing in 93? Probably a keg stand?
Yeah.
Anyway. So.
Jessica, 93. What were you doing?
Oh, don't do that. What was she, like preschool? Don't do that
to
us.
That's nine.
Oh, you're adorable.
She was nine.
You're adorable. Let's go to the playground. You're adorable. 9 years old.
So great.
Watching My Little Pony.
I think I was 12 when I was in radio, by the way.
Jimmy Butler, the fabulous Miami Heat player who somehow has kept his team in the playoffs to the Eastern Conference Finals. They lost last night, but they're still in it. He started blasting country music in the locker room, not to pump up his teammates, but to annoy his teammates. And here's the shocking part. He went home and Google searched, what is the most country song?
Okay.
Do you have any idea, Tammy, now since you're the country expert, do you have any idea what Google popped up as what is the most, quote, country song? Because I was shocked.
Okay.
Jessica was shocked.
Yeah. So, I mean, can I ask one question?
Sure.
Is it like old school country, or can you at least narrow it down for me? Because like Okie from Muskogee would probably be the most country song ever.
It's not old school like that. Okay. It's an older song, but it's not old school like that.
Okay.
We're talking, I think, 90s, maybe early 2000s. You would know better than I would.
Okay, so.
I think 90s.
It's 90s.
Thanks, Jess.
I'm going to go. I'm trying to think. Oh, what about Barbecue Stain on My White T-Shirt? How about Something Like That by Tim McGraw?
Really good guess. And you're half right, because Tim McGraw is the artist that, according to Google, is the most country song of all time. Why don't you go ahead and play it? We've got it up here. This is what Google thinks, and this is what Jimmy Butler listens to.
Okay.
To pump up his, well, to annoy his teammates, and ended up loving country music because of this specific song.
Then Johnny said, take Jimmy Johnson. Take Tommy Thompson.
That's pretty country, yes.
Take my best friend, Bo.
I gotta tell you, probably my least favorite Tim McGraw song. That and that Outlaw song. I'm sorry. But,
okay.
So isn't that shocking that that's what Google put up as the most country song?
Well, I mean, listen, it's pretty country.
Said if you do what I tell you to, there won't be any harm. And Johnny said, take my money. Take my wallet.
He doesn't sound like that anymore.
I know, no, he does not.
No offense. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sure many, I know many of you love that song.
Sure,
it's just not,
sure.
It's not my, there's so many better Tim McGraw songs in my opinion.
Well,
but
yeah.
But anyway, so it turns out he ends up, Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat, ends up loving country music.
Okay.
Again, he started this whole trend to annoy his teammates. Turns out he ends up loving it. He's actually recording a country album now.
Was he a singer before?
I have no idea. All I know, he's a hell of a basketball player. He's carrying the Miami Heat through the playoffs right now. Yes, Jessica.
And doesn't the entire team now listen to this song?
Yes, they love it.
You guys.
All right, guys, here we go, man. We're one win away from the NBA Finals. Let's do this.
Doctor says a baby's fine, but you'll have to leave.
Who's ready?
His mama's fading.
Oh, that is awesome. That Johnny is awesome. Hey, man, the more the merrier. Welcome yes. to the party, Jimmy
yes,
Butler.
Yes, absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.